Right, we're starting the halachos of regular tainus now. Now that we finished the halachos of Tisha B'Av and Zichel Chorban, now we're in some tough kuf samach beis din kabbalah satainus sif aleph kol tainus shalosh akala v'chama. Any fast which one does not fast all the way until sunset, dahinu shalosh limo atzisa kochavim, which for us is all the way until tzisa kochavim, until nightfall, because we're not sure about the bein hashmashos time, the time in between shki and tzisa kochavim. We're not sure about whether it's day or night. We don't really know what it ends. So therefore, we go all the way until tzeis, which means three medium-sized stars are out, or the moon is shining enough on the ground. If you don't do that, it is not considered to be a fast. And if you're planning on eating before that time, then you don't say anenu. The Rama adds, miu nogin lispalan anenu. However, the minhag is to say anenu even in such a situation where you're not going to fast all the way until it says. Venerally, the Dafka Biyachad Omar Nenosh Meatvila, the Blavacha Yachol Hosef, Avashadach Tzibur Lo Yomar Nenol Emkim Mashlim and Bechein Nogin. However, the Ramah differentiates between an individual who is saying Anenu and Shmeatvila in their own Shmona Esrei. That's when they can say it, even if they're not going all the way until Tzeis. As opposed to Shliach Tzibur, who adds a special bracha, he should not do so. What type of fast are we talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about whether it's one of the fasts that everyone fasts, or it's a fast that one accepts upon themselves. And if you don't do so, you don't go all the way until tzeis, and it's not called a tainus, in that you aren't yotze the tainus, and you shouldn't say anenu. However, the case that we're talking about over here, where we allow you to say anenu, even if you don't fast all the way until tzeis, is talking about a tainus yachid, where you accept upon yourself the fast, you say, I am not going to be mashlim this. I'm not going to go all the way until tzeis. So in that situation, then we would allow you to say anenu, even if you are not going to finish all the way until tzeis. But the Mishnah Berurah says it must be the cases that you haven't eaten yet. If you've already eaten, you would not be able to say anenu. And if you didn't say beferish clearly when you accepted upon yourself the fast that you weren't going until tzeis, then a regular stam acceptance of a fast goes all the way until tzeis. And if you eat beforehand, you wouldn't be able to say anenu, as we'll see shortly. So that is important to keep in mind, that this statement is only talking about someone who accepts upon themselves not to fast all the way until tzeis. That's when they'd be allowed to say anenu, according to some. The Taz says you should actually skip Yom Tzom Tani Senu if you are not actually fasting all the way until tzeis, but the Bigdei Yesha says you don't need to skip that. So when does one have to fast until? So the poskim write that it is best to go all the way until tzeis, which in America means you go, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, you go until 50 minutes after Shkia, as he says by Shabbos as well. He says if it's someone who's weak, so then you'd be able to be lenient and wait till 41 minutes after Shkia. But in general, we should be machbid to go till 50 minutes after Shkia. And Rav Chaim Bichlta Kaczynski has an even earlier time, possibly 35 minutes, maybe 30 minutes after Shkia. Rav Vosner has a later time for America. He says one should go until 60 minutes after Shkia. So obviously one should consult the posik, but normally it's going to be the Shabbos ending time is going to be the fast ending time as well. One other interesting that comes up when it comes to the time for ending of a fast, what happens if you're traveling? So if you fly and the time gets later, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, if the time gets earlier, then you'd be able to stop fasting. If the time gets later, you should really go even later in the time zone that you're in. Whereas Rav Vosner writes that even though it's not called a tainus anymore in the place that you have arrived, when the tzeis ha-chachamim is later, since it's stam tainus, the chachamim say can't be that long, you'd be able to be lenient when you decide that it's tzeis ha-chachamim in the time that you left from. So one should consult the posting in that situation. One other interesting issue that comes up is the places where it never gets dark at those times during the year. So what should you do? So if you find yourself in such a situation on a tainus, you should consult the posting.